Well, some good news today with the Premier and Deputy Premier announcing the easing of some restrictions for our area. To talk more about it now, the member for Oxley, Melinda Pavey, joins us. Mel, a lot of relief for our area.
It has been. It's been a tough few weeks for everybody involved. But, you know, thanks to everybody for their patience and understanding. And it's not going to be 100% normal from midnight Saturday, but it's going to be a lot better than what we've been dealing with. So we've still got a long way to go, though, Moss. We've got to get those vaccination rates up for, you know, so that we can have a full dance card. But this is the right path and the right journey and acknowledges that we don't have any live cases within the region.
And because obviously there is that chance that, you know, if there is a case, you will go into a lockdown for 14 days, which is what the situation has been for a while now anyway. But the most important thing, I guess, like you said, is that vaccination. Is people still, if you haven't had the first jab, to make sure you go and get that vaccination?
Yeah, and can I just do a big shout out to all the receptionists at all the GPs and the doctor's offices around the district. They've had to put up with a hell of a lot. Also know that Moderna from October will be available through our pharmacies. Our pharmacies have also stepped up brilliantly. We've had a couple of clinics running in Campsie and Coffs Harbour. You know, there's no excuse. You've got to get it. It's available. If you choose not to, that's your choice. But, you know, there's a whole of a lot of smart people in the world and a lot smarter people than you and me, Moffy, are leading the research for the vaccine and are getting the vaccine, and it's the way to go. And, you know, for those in my age group, around 50, we've all got a little bit of a scar in our arm from the smallpox vaccination. It's been part of our lives always. And look, I trust the authorities. I trust the experts. And we've got to get it to get back to normal.
Yeah, exactly right. Just quickly going through some of these the restrictions that will be eased. Gatherings in the home and public spaces, up to 5 visitors will be allowed in the home. That doesn't include children 12 and under, and up to 20 people can gather in outdoor settings. Venues that'll be reopening, hospitality venues, obviously with the 1 person per 4 square metre rule inside, 1 person per 2 square metres outside. But to be able to see these hospitality venues, these retail stores and places, gyms reopen, not only it's great for business and for these mum and dad businesses, but also mental health for a lot of people as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And don't you've forgotten the beauticians and the hairdressers, Mark.
Well, that's what I actually had in mind, in the back of my mind.
You know, those grey roots are starting to show. Look, it's a relief, but it's going to be some time till it's normal. We've got to get ready for Christmas when other people can visit. And I think there's a bit of a heart and mouth moment for everybody around that. But get safe, get those vaccines, schools back. That's going to be really important. Supporting our teachers, supporting our nurses, supporting everybody to get back to a normal world. Vaccines are part of it. And we just got to get on with some normal. So, and also, you know, let's just have a moment, sort of feelings for the people of Foster in the Mid-Coast Council area and even Sydney. I mean, I'm talking to people in Sydney every day. They're doing it really tough. We know we're in paradise, but it's also important for us to be vigilant. If we see people that don't belong here, that are from areas that are in lockdown, it's important that we call it out, because if anyone does the wrong thing, as you pointed out, we'll be back into a 14-day lockdown period, and that's no good for anyone. And we had those discussions as a National Party room, you know, all the MPs along the coast with fighting hard for this, but it comes with a risk. And we believe that risk of maybe being shut down if someone does the wrong thing is worth reopening right now. But it is important that we are vigilant in ensuring that we don't have people from out of areas that are doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly right. Mel, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, for having a chat, and all the best.
Thanks, Mel. Take care.